Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? It sounds like I'm bringing the thunder, don't it? It sounds like I'm bringing the thunder, and it's too many years and too many years and being born in Los Angeles. And who you've all been waiting for, your host, Stacey F. Johnson. And this is the diary. It is Sunday, ain't it? Yeah. September 7th, and the diary is the talk show for single moms for the Association of African American Single Mothers, which you will find at www.aaasm.org. And today, we are going to talk about the association, what we do, what we need, and what our focus is. And today, I'd like to focus on abundance, because everybody wants abundance, and everybody has a different idea of what abundance is, and how they get it, and what it means. And I am convinced, and I very well do believe, that when it comes to this making money stuff and getting our finances right and our mind right about money, I'm sad to say I do believe that unless some black church really come through with some realness, okay, we always going to be backwards and we always going to be last because we don't know what abundance means. We think it means now. What does English mean? Proper grammar. We think abundance means money. And if we don't have money, then we don't have abundance. And then if we don't have abundance, we're not like everybody else, and we try so hard to look like everybody else when we're coming from the wrong perspective. You know, I even think about that myself. You know, I'll be 50 this December. I'm not 50 yet, but I will be 50 this December, and I'm just pretty much, you know, thinking that this is not the way that, you know, it's supposed to be, even though I've had a wonderful, marvelous life. Even through the trials and tribulations of the past 4 years, it's still been wonderful and marvelous, and the end-all, say-all, be-all is that it brought me closer to who God truly is and how to truly make God work in our lives. So the Association of African American Single Mothers came along about 20 years ago. I'm so old. No, I'm not old. I've been here many years. There's a difference. And what we try to focus on are things that help the moms. And you don't have to be African-American to get our service. You don't even have to be a mom to get our services. We help people. And I always have. And I always did. And, you know, everything that I did, I never got donations. Everything came out of my own pocket, which I believe there was a reason for that, because I was giving for real. When you can set up a nonprofit organization and just take people's money, to me, that's, you know, I mean, that's wonderful. But nowadays, the world has made giving money so full of shit, you don't know who to give your money to because you think you're giving your money to the right people, and you're not, and it's all messed up, so you don't want to give your money to nobody. And then real organizations don't get the help that they should. So with my organization, I'm getting all the money. Although we have a donate button at the website, it doesn't make a difference because we are so confused about money and we put a black face on it and say, give me some money. You really ain't getting no money. So I've resigned myself to say I'm an entrepreneur and a social entrepreneur as well as a one that makes money, whatever that is. So the Association of African American Single Mothers is something I've done for many years. I had to stop when I myself became entangled in a situation where I didn't even have a home. But it was all because where it says in the Bible, if you can give up your mother, father, brother, sister, children, and all your shit and come follow me, you will most definitely be blessed, and that is for certain. And so now it's time to go on and do what I'm supposed to do in life and about abundance. You know, I think about myself. That's why this is called the diary, and that's why I share what I feel, because I feel what I've gone through can really help people. And I started what I do because I really, it's in the desire of my heart to really help people. Not to look like I'm helping people, but to really make a difference in people's lives. So we do this, I do this because I think of abundance and I think of myself. And I have someone that I love dearly that I want to be with, and I want that person to feel comfortable. And, you know, we're comfortable when we have money. And abundance does mean money, but it means other things too. And what I realize as Stacy, you know, you have all the money you need. You go, you wake up on Monday. By Friday, you're amazed at what God has done through your own hands and through your own business. Every Sunday, you're always amazed that your blackboard is filled up because God does what he says he's going to do because you know God to be who you've grown to know God to be. And God is just me. God is you. God is not some dude in some church you go see on Wednesdays and Sundays. God lives within you. He's with you every day, nearer than hands and feet. And he, above all else, wants to see you prosper. And so when I think about abundance and that I want more of it, not only for me, I want it for Jesse, Freddie, Chris, Elijah, Keisha, Raider, and Ginger, our dogs. I want them to have a nice house too, Ginger and Raider, especially Raider. That's my baby. I make him pee all over the place when I come see him. He loves me so much. So I think about abundance, and I think about Stacy. What works for Stacy works for everybody because there are no respecters of persons when it comes to the Lord. So Pastor Whoop-de-Whoop, that's driving your money and wearing your money, you should be wearing and driving that money because there's no respecter of persons. He just convinced you that he's more important than you are, that his church and what he needs is more important than you are, because if he was doing his job, everybody would look like him. And that's what a real man of God does. He wants everybody to look like him. If he's looking good, he wants everybody to look like him. And it's not an exclusive club, okay? God is not an exclusive. God is in each and every one of us. And so a real man of God is going to teach you that. And so for the Association of African American Single Mothers and me being the founder, that's where I come from. Our association isn't a handout. So many moms say, oh, I need money for this and that. Well, I'm going to show you how to get the money because, I mean, If I personally don't have it, you don't have it, and I believe that God gave me this for me to do and to be and to grow. So God's gonna make sure I got the money for whatever I need for the time that I need, and that's my life as a person, as an individual, and that's my nonprofit as a nonprofit. So Association of African American Single Mothers, what we do, pretty much programs designed for the moms, for the kids, and for the community. So, well, we are beginning again this week, soon as we have enough people, and we encourage everyone, whether you're a single mom or not, to join. Join the Association of African American Single Mothers just to show that you support single mothers, and we help all mothers. We help old people, and, you know, if African Americans don't support it, you know, probably no, you know, we have to support our own stuff. We support all day long negative stuff. We need to support something positive and something that will work and something that does work. I'm its first member, Stacy F. Johnson. I was its first member, and I succeeded. So I'd like to see other moms who think they don't have another way out, who think they're doomed, who think this and think that, they think I'm wrong. Because I've always said, as a mom, when my little ones were little and I had to come home and cook every day, which I did, I didn't leave it to McDonald's or KFC. And that's a couple things we, as the Women's Self-Awareness Program, get self-aware to who you are as a mother. Okay, once you drop your baby, you become someone's mother. Quit worrying about being somebody's girlfriend at that point. If you're somebody's wife, more power to you. Great. But I've seen some kids of mom and daddy at the house worse off than a whole lot of my single mamas alone. So it don't really make a difference. You have to be a mother whether you got somebody with you or whether you do not. And a mother's job is more important than we realize. My mother didn't play. And therefore, she raised kids that don't play, never play, and are productive members of society. That's all we want. So, Women's Self-Awareness Program, we go over three aspects of our lives as women. And I've talked about this for 20 years, so I don't need to write down a thing because I've talked it. Not only have I talked it, I've lived it. So we focus on, first of our spirituality. Who is God? And he's very necessary and very needed in your life. And he is watching over you. And what you need to realize as somebody's mom, you hold the most important asset in God's world, a child. So if you're doing the right thing by your child, God's going to always, 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 and to the 10th power, always do what's right for you. So if you find yourself out there getting all messed up, you're probably not doing what's right for your kid. You know, sad to say. But if you out there all messed up, because, I mean, I prospered in no more time in my life than when I had my kids with me. I made the most money. I had the most breaks. I had the best cars, the best medical insurance. Because you know what? I intended on being someone's mother first. And I did my job. And I owe my duty to my children first. To my children first. And so now that my children are grown, they have stories that are very good about their mom. They got them bad, you know, but now they know it was necessary. Now that one of them has a kid, yeah, it's necessary to do what you have to do as a parent. So Women's Self-Awareness Program, you have to understand that God is there. He's there to help you, but you have to understand that you have to not be preachy and all of that stuff because that's not God. Not be judgmental and self-righteous, that's not God. So we worry about your spirituality. How do you see yourself in the eyes of God? How do you allow people to treat you? Do you have a boyfriend? How do you allow him to treat you? Does he run over your kids? Because really, as a mother, especially, I mean, 18 years ago, why, really fast, okay? So you need to forget about being somebody's girlfriend and worry about being somebody's mother because those hours pay off so much more than anything else. And I'm here to tell you, it's so much more fun after the kids are gone. When you're somebody's whatever, because you got an empty nest that you've earned, and you didn't sit up and baby, let's go boys and girls together, you didn't baby your son, so he ain't never going to leave the house, so, you know, you can't, and then once he 18, 19, good luck getting a boyfriend with him around, because he think he your boyfriend. That's retarded, that's retarded, that's retarded, okay? That's out of the natural scheme of life, and that's why it never works. Now let's go to your daughters. You let your daughters be little tramps out there because you being a tramp. And so guess what? In your house, she got pregnant. So what, you, somebody's grandma, you mama for a second time. Some grandma friend of mine said that, oh, you know, we got afraid doing it a second time. That's retarded, that's retarded, that's retarded. That don't say that in the Bible. You see, the one you everybody takes so literally every day, that's retarded. Look for that in the Bible. I don't think it say that. But let's not go out of the natural scheme of a mother has a child, the mother and father of that child takes care of that child, unless the mother is dead or something. You know what I'm saying? Let's not be retarded. So single moms, I mean, it's a big job. I did it times three. There's 1 week everybody got in trouble at the same damn time. So Jesse got a spanking. That's the way it went. If everybody got in trouble, Jesse got a spanking, the oldest. Because it's your job, oldest, to make sure I don't have no problems, okay? Because y'all not living like No, nothing against county recipients, as long as you don't make that a lifestyle. Y'all not sitting around like county recipients, waiting for me to cash that check. You busting open $2,000 worth of Christmas presents every year and waking up to a table full of birthday presents every year times three. I'm not going to have no bad behavior out of none of mine. Oh, Mom was strict. I had to be home by midnight. Yeah, you was 18 and a girl. Because my mama said, you out after midnight, you ain't doing but one thing, baby. And I was like, oh, well, Mama, I ain't doing that. So I'll be home at 11:50. How's that? So, but that paid off. And that's how you parent. Because you know what? When they 18, kiss their ass goodbye and let them have fun with it. Then you show them how fun it is to be so grown. Instead of letting them do it at 10. No, baby, don't wait. Wait till you 18. Then it's a whole lot of fun. Well, save up your fun. Okay? So self-awareness program. First of all, know God exists. Know your place in its existence and your job as a mother and how you are to not preach to your children but teach your children what the one true God is. And that is that you can do whatever you want to do. And you have to be a good person, basically. That's how good things happen, all right? And so we teach about spiritual. We teach about financial. You got to make money for the kids. So we'll teach you how to get free grants. If you're going to go to a trade school, do it. Start a business. I mean, people start businesses doing the dumbest stuff. Start a business. That's what we focus on, financial. Start a business, get a career. You know, do something, have a plan, because, you know, if nothing else, you want to be set when you kick them out at 18, all right? You need money to raise kids, and we don't want to get a mentality of relying on anybody but ourselves to raise our children. God can do that. You hold his biggest asset, okay? You hold his goal, a child. He's not going to ever let you down if you do what's right by your child. I'm living proof. Call Freddie, call Jesse, call Chris. Now, your body, got to take care of your body. I mean, I like me some beers, always have. So you know what? I always got to fall off my butt and exercise, because what happens if I die before my kids are 18? That was always my thing. What happens if I die before my kids are 18? That could happen anyway, but if I'm like 500 pounds, it's probably more likely to happen sooner than at all. Okay, so teach you how to cook right, teach you how to cook for your children. We have the first generation who's going to die before their parents because we're too busy shoving McDonald's and KFC because it costs $2.99. I could teach you how to cook some chicken. My son had a phrase, he's 21, almost 22, when he was 5. Mama got good cooking because Mama cooked every day. That's the name of my restaurant. Mama got good cooking because Mama do. And if it's nothing else, it teach your ass how to cook. Feeding your kids, teach you how to cook. If I know some woman that's got kids that's a little older, she don't know how to cook, you ain't been cooking for your kids, because cooking will teach you how to cook. Okay? That's not true, because my mama didn't know how to cook, but my daddy did. See, there was somebody at home cooking. So... anyway, this is the diary, and I'll tell you exactly what's on my damn mind, because being a mom is important. Being black, to me, is even more important today because they treat us like shit. So we got to look at ourselves a little different. I told myself I was going by the script, and I haven't yet, and I'm about to take a break. So the first part we tell them about the Association of African-American Single Mothers, the Women's Self-Awareness Program. That's for the moms. So we focus on how you make your money and do it right, spirituality and do it right, and your body, and do it right. And then I used to have one called emotional, okay? But to me, that's spirituality, because if you think right about who God is and your place in there, your emotion's going to be right, because you're going to be thinking right, you're going to be talking right, and when you think right and talk right, you act right. But one thing I need to let my people know, there are three modes of creation in a body: the way you think, the way you talk, and when you act. And you make miracles and magic happen when you do that in the reverse. 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 So if you imagine yourself as a mom that has everything that she wants, you start, you do the modes of creation downward. You think it, you talk it, and you act like it. But then tomorrow when you wake up, you act like it first. You act like it first. You feel, and to act like it first is to feel like it first. I come and do this because most days when I see in the next little black boy get shot or somebody, Monifa's in the hospital because she done got a hit in the mouth by a cop or some shit, I'm like, I want to do the show right then and there because in my heart of hearts, and I always say, that ain't me. It ain't me. How's it me? I ain't even got a mama and daddy. I ain't had a mama and daddy for 30 years. How's it me? Somebody fucking needs a leader in the black community. A real one from the heart, like the last one we had that died. And he ain't been around for a long, long time. All of y'all still dreaming. That guy, he had the heart to lose his life. We ain't got nobody with no heart. We ain't got nobody with no heart that's black. Who got heart other than people that just want to run their mouth? Just running your mouth ain't no heart. Everybody does that. But where's your heart? Your heart is something that you're going to show, you know, you'll get up off your ass and do something when you got some heart. So the Association of African American Single Mothers was created when I created this shit when I was renting next door to where I knew hookers were. That's how much I didn't give a damn, and I wanted to help my people. My niece said, you know what, maybe not right here, because there's hookers right there. I was like, well, that's why I bought a shotgun. And I did buy a shotgun to shoot a hooker if I had to. That's how much I love what I do. And that was 20 years ago. I had to sell the shotgun because it went off and almost shot this guy. That was, and then to find out the guy that sold it to me, it was a crooked barrel all along, and I couldn't sell it for as much as I bought it for. I'm like, damn it, why'd I buy a shotgun? I should have shot the hooker with it. It would have been worth everything. No, I'm just kidding. Don't shoot hookers. They have a purpose in life, too, to show your daughter what she's not going to be, okay? They have a purpose in life, too, okay? And the thing that if you find your husband fucking with, you know your marriage is ended. It's over. And go get a test. So hookers have a reason in America, in the world. Everything's good, God say, but everything ain't good for me. So, no, I will not shoot a hooker. Anyway, this is a diary, and we got 9 minutes. I'm going to take a break because when I come back, I'm going to talk about what we need, and I hope you help me with what I need. Let's see, here we go. Didn't that sound like shooting a hooker? I think so. And this is the diary. This is the talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. And this is the host of the everything, Stacey F. Johnson, the youngest daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Willie and Willa Mae Johnson. That wasn't no joke. And before I die, I'm going to honor them with Johnson House, because you know what? If it wasn't for Johnson House, I'd be an ignorant Negro. Like the friends of theirs, they say, well, you don't want to be like the blah, blah. I'm not going to say their names, but there was 11 of them, and they was all broke down. We're not going to be like them. So you're going to go to school, you're going to get your ass beat, and you're going to get an A in citizenship. I got all A's, but I always got a C in citizenship. And what citizenship means to back then, where it don't mean shit today, you cared about the people around you. And if you show that you had disrespect for the people around you, Stacey, we can't keep you in your chair. I'm like, Mom, I just like making people laugh. Well, look, I'm not paying $131 a month for you to be a comedian. One more C in citizenship, and that's your black, you know what. Like, Mom, I got an A in math. I don't care. Okay? So, the Boys to Men Project, that's a program for the Association of African American Single Mothers, where we teach our sons, and bullshit on a woman can't teach a son, because they said that shit when I had mine. And if you fall into that mindset, you're going to raise a bunch of little thugs. I said, F that. God gave me sons, okay? It's not my problem they daddy didn't want to be a daddy or a man. So guess what? I'm going to raise my sons, and I'm going to beat their ass if it's needed like a man, okay? So all that, a woman can't raise a son. That, you setting up that woman to have a husband slash son, Freddie Posey, and I'm not going to, because I like that other one, but he's still a mama's boy. A woman can do whatever God puts in a woman's face to do. A woman has a baby, so a woman can raise a baby, whether it's a man or a woman. If she come out with a fish, she going to know what to do with her fish, all right? This is the Association of African American Single Mothers that don't play. Okay, now what we doing? Every Monday we need volunteers. We meeting online on Mondays. Go to aaasm.org and sign up. I'm kind of crazy, but I'm fun. Wednesdays, online Women's Self-Awareness Program. We're going to talk about those things. On Saturdays, we have the Black History Project, because you know what? If one 20-year-old black person say forget about black slavery, I'm going to make him a slave. And then I'm going to ask him, now you want to forget? Because just looking at movies about it, ain't looking at Oprah's movies about it, ain't happening. All right? So Saturdays, Black History Project online, Boys to Men Project in person. We need volunteers, volunteers, volunteers. Like I said, I have ultimate faith in God. God gave this to Stacey. So Stacey going to make a way. And, yes, yeah, Stacey did raise two black sons that's kicking ass out there in the world today, handling their business. So I'm going to raise your son, too. Guess what? And the boys love me. All right? So we'll teach your daughters to be ladies, to be leaders, because in the next 20 years, we need women to be leaders in our communities. We need black women to be leaders. We do everything, but we giving credit to sorry-ass niggas that just want to look like they in charge of shit. You ain't in charge of nothing but your penis, and you don't know what to do with that. So this is the diary, damn it. Talk show for the Association of African American Single Mothers. Join me Wednesday on Black People Business Wednesday. We're going to talk about civil rights again. Again. And see what you can do to make that better. I love you. I love you because, most of all, I love myself, and there's only one person in the room, and his name is God, and we all a part of him. Have a wonderful week, and I will see you on Wednesday, Black People Business Wednesday. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.